Another Christian dies while incarcerated in an Eritrean military prison. Audio Bibles headed for a displaced people group finally get through customs. And a ministry offers freedom to women and children who are trapped in the sex trade in India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Another Christian behind bars for his faith died while in a military confinement camp in Eritrea. 43-year-old Yamane Kahase Andom died 6 days ago and was reportedly secretly buried in the camp. Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra says
he was suffering from a severe case of malaria. He allegedly was further weakened by continuous physical torture and solitary confinement in an underground cell for the last 2 weeks.
For refusing to sign a recantation form, Andom's the third known Christian to die this year at this camp located in northeastern Eritrea. He was hunted down in the government's effort to stamp out a growing church.
Many of these Christians who have been imprisoned for their faith, we put it at 2,800, they have refused to recant their faith in Jesus Christ, and that is a tremendous witness.
Dykstra urges solidarity with these believers.
Pray for them that they may stand strong in their faith. Wherever Christians are imprisoned or under persecution, Open Doors is there to support them.
Next, a shipment of 200 audio Bibles headed for a Creative Access nation has finally cleared customs for the price of only $50. Tom Dudenhofer of Audio Scripture Ministry says God clearly directed the chain of events.
Although it took them, they said, 7 hours of paperwork and waiting, and the permission came down at 8 minutes before the offices were to close. That was how much time was left before this whole deal could have fallen through because of the scheduling of the trip and everything.
The team will now deliver the audio Bibles on foot to a location undisclosed for security reasons.
I think folks should continue to pray for this particular project. 99% of the people do not read. And so God's Word in this language, in audio, has the potential to make a tremendous impact on these very, very isolated people who are living in a very dangerous part of the world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Freedom is possible for victims of the sex trade in Mumbai's red light district. India Partners builds relationships with these women, working toward the goal of rescuing them and their children from prostitution. Some of their children are left to wander alone day and night, completely vulnerable to those who would take advantage of them. This is a typical life for the children until they come to India Partners Rehabilitation Center. Praise God for their safety now and pray for His continued work in their lives. Meanwhile, apple trees and plum trees are helping Ethiopian farmers create a better life for themselves and their families. SIM International's 5Fs project introduced the plants to the region, and by the end of the last growing season, a fruit producers cooperative had sold $30,000 worth of fruit tree seedlings. That's a massive amount in a country where people only make $100 a year on average. Pray that God would continue to use this ministry to open the doors for the gospel among a resistant people. And finally, with the number of Muslims worldwide growing steadily and with the approach of their holy month of Ramadan, Christians need to pray now more than ever. However, you can't pray effectively unless you know what to pray for. Mission Network News' Executive Director Greg Yoder says,
so Mission Network News is providing World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. It literally takes you around the world, introducing you to various countries, regions, people groups, and even issues that are facing the Islamic culture today.
With this book in hand, you can pray each day just as the Muslims are, except that you're praying for their salvation.
I'm just encouraging our Mission Network News friends to commit to praying during Ramadan, praying that these people would come to know Jesus, that they would open their hearts to the truth of the gospel, and they would confess their sin and become followers of Jesus.
You can order a copy of this prayer guide by visiting our website and clicking on the link. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins in August. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.